Hello, and welcome to the Community IT Innovators Technology Topics Podcast, where we discuss nonprofit technology, cybersecurity, tech project implementation, strategic planning, and nonprofit IT careers. Find us at communityit.com.
Welcome, everyone, to the Community IT Innovators Voices interview series. My name is Carolyn Woodard. I am the Outreach Director for Community IT, and I'm very excited today to be interviewing Robin Harris, who, since we last talked, has received a promotion, and she is now a cloud technologies engineer. So, Robin, welcome, and would you like to tell us about your new position?
Hi, thank you. Yes, my new position is, like you mentioned, as cloud technology engineer. And what I primarily focus on right now is SharePoint migrations. So it's my duty to assist our clients from one platform, whichever platform they're using, either their local file server or another service, onto the Microsoft 365 file cloud sharing platform, which is SharePoint.
So I want to hear a little bit more about this. As I understand it, this is kind of a practice within Community IT when we have clients who either come to us knowing that they want to do such a migration, or they come to us with kind of some existing issues with how they're doing file sharing and collaboration or storage. And so as part of our interaction with them, we may recommend, you know, you already have Microsoft, you already have SharePoint. It makes sense for you to do a migration. So is that how it kind of works? And how do you interact with those clients?
So far, I've had two types of migrations. One is from a file server that is usually nearing end of life, which means there's no longer any support available for that server. And rather than purchase a new server, everybody's moving to the cloud now because of the versatility it offers. So those clients are usually, you know, brand new to the platform and brand new to the concept of sharing their files, both amongst their colleagues, as well as now they can share externally, which they couldn't before. And then the other type of migration I've done is from platform to platform. So from Dropbox to SharePoint, which is a very similar, almost lateral move. It just usually saves them some money because they're already paying for the cloud storage in Microsoft 365. So why not use that as opposed to paying Dropbox? So that those two client types so far is all I've handled. And in both cases, the client is usually extremely willing to embrace the new platform. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know that we work very collaboratively with our clients. So I don't know if this is even a question that you can answer, but is there like a standard amount of time that it takes for a migration to happen? Like if we have someone out there thinking about like, oh, I really need to move to SharePoint, are there parameters that you can give them for about how long it takes and how involved a process it is? What usually happens?
For the most part, I would say on average, the migrations that I've done have taken about 6 weeks. And in some cases longer. The longer cases are usually for larger organizations. They usually have to work out different locations that their files are going to go to. They're also working out permissions to their files as well. So we actually walk the client through determining how many sites they'll need, you know, and what permissions and permission levels they need to have on their new sites.
Wow, that's amazing, because I think just hearing about it, I would have assumed that it took like 6 months or a year to do a migration. So when you said 6 weeks, I was kind of like, wow. And that's including like the assessment and kind of like what you have to begin with that needs to move over to the new place.
Well, so far, I have gotten my projects after the assessment has been done. So they've been assigned to me depending on what they need. And therefore, the 6 to 8 week window is what it takes after someone has already assessed how much data they have, any gotchas on their current platform, you know, those types of issues are usually worked out before I get
it. Oh, I see. So when they come to you, the engineer, they're already ready to go. And then you're helping with the technical aspect of changing platforms.
Mostly. As I become more experienced, I probably will be involved more in the discovery stage as well.
That is a great segue for me to ask you about your background. So what made you interested in this type of engineering, and how did you prepare in your previous role?
So far, well, I would say beginning in 2020, when everybody, you know, went home, it was necessary to, you know, investigate, learn more about cloud technology. And I was already primed for what Microsoft 365 could do in that area, as well as just being able to consult clients. It's a strong suit of mine to be able to communicate with our clients and see where they're coming from and meet them there.
So you started working more in your previous role on with clients who were just kind of suddenly moving to the cloud. And then did you study this, or did you shadow someone, or how did you gain more experience?
I did take the Microsoft exam MS-101, prepare me for at least what Microsoft has to offer and how to manage it in the admin center. But as far as any further training, I've been working very closely with my colleagues, Henry and Steve, just to get up to par, and, you know, and I'm learning every day. Every day I learn something new. So it's been really cool.
Where do you think this career will take you? I mean, I feel like we're going to be in the cloud like for the foreseeable future. I'm sure there are still a few clients who are going to have to, as you said, move from a physical server into a cloud-based system, and SharePoint is one of them. I mean, I assume there's going to be work for a long time, but do you have ideas about where you'd like to develop more?
Well, right now we just do the basics as far as using SharePoint, but SharePoint is actually a very versatile tool. And what I envision and hope to move into is just some more of the higher level things that SharePoint has to offer, as you know, as well as some of the other items in their stack, like Stream.
So we're going to be in the cloud for a while. I'm really interested in, you said that you kind of noticed, and we were all kind of plunged into this online world in 2020. When you did you go to your managers at Community IT and say, hey, there's this area I'm really interested in learning more about it and improving my skills there? Or was it something where they said, hey, Robin, you know, like you seem to be really doing a lot of these, you know, would you like to learn more? Like, how did that happen?
I was actually acting with the clients more in a way that kind of gained the attention of my supervisor, who thought this would be a good fit for me. And so far, I've loved it. I was a little nervous at first because it is somewhat new to a new way of, you know, doing things for me, but it's still more just meeting clients and helping clients, which is what I love to do about my job anyway.
I know that about you. I think our clients are lucky to have you calmly holding their hand through the migration of like, it's going to work out. We're going to make it. As I know for myself, that would be, I'm sure, very stressful of moving to a new platform, training your people and how they're going to be doing this now. And as you said, like, it's a platform that has so many different things you can do. So having someone like you kind of lead along of like, this is what we are going to be doing and here's how we're going to be doing it, I'm sure is very reassuring for them as well.
Right. And taking the simplistic approach to just offering the basic file storage is enough. It's usually all they need. And you know, and then showing them what they can do within that. That's the easiest way. And it takes a lot of pressure off for the client as well.
Yeah, it feels like once you get into it, then you can explore more about what it can do instead of starting off with everything.
Right.
So I'm interested also of, you know, we were talking a little bit before this about women in different careers and how a lot of careers are changing and women are you know, finding more parity and more opportunities and more, you know, ability, like able to show their abilities more. So when you were little, did you think, oh, one day I'm going to be a computer engineer? Was that something that you had as a goal?
No, because computers weren't as prominent as they are now when I was little, but I did know I wanted to be a scientist of some sort. I love to just, investigate what makes things tick. When I was little, my parents got me an easy bake oven and I might have baked one cake in it. And the next day I took it apart to see how that little cake was baking. So those kinds of things have always intrigued me. And even cloud technology right now is, you know, we love to experiment and try new things and see what else we can offer to our clients, you know, by seeing what's going on under the hood, so to speak.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your background? Did you grow up in the DC area?
No, I grew up as a Navy brat. My dad was served in the Navy for 26 years, and we moved around to Japan. And mostly when I was in the United States, I was in the southern United States, so Florida, Charleston. And when I was away, we were in Okinawa and mainland Japan. Kind of intermittent, not intermittent, but taking turns stateside versus being abroad. And I guess growing up around the military, I also got to see many women doing, you know, many different career paths. So it was just always a given for me that my mom told me she knew I was going to be an engineer. And that just floors me. And she said she knew it from the easy bake oven incident. But
well, thank you so, so much for catching us up on what you've been doing and where you came from. And I'm sure this role, I mean, it just seems like such a natural fit for you. It's so great to hear about the different times that community IT can really support people internally with like changing their role or, you know, taking on something new, figuring out how to do it. So it's just lovely to talk to you. And thank you again so much for sitting with me for this interview.
Thank you.
Community IT does these free webinars and podcasts for our community, and we love sharing our knowledge and experience. If you have more questions or are having trouble with your IT at your nonprofit, please get in touch with us on our website, www.communityit.com, so we can start a conversation or schedule an assessment. Downloading any of our free resources there will get you signed up for our webinar reminders, and you can attend our next webinar in real time and ask our experts your own questions. If you love podcasts, please subscribe and leave us a rating to help others find this leadership resource for nonprofits.